You're listening to the Zipline Logistics Truck Yeah podcast, where we explore all kinds of hot topics in the logistics industry. Get ready to learn, laugh, and get your freight on. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the Zipline Logistics
Truck Yeah
podcast. My name is Jesse Jewett. Joined with me, as always, our Director of Training and Development, Teddy Lee Knox. Teddy, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Wonderful. We're talking today about logistics holidays.
Yes, we are.
So, what does that mean to you?
Well,
there's so many holidays in logistics.
Thanks for asking, because I was just going to jump into it anyway.
Sure.
So there are holidays in logistics, but then there are logistics holidays, which are a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if anyone else calls them this. I know that we refer to these road checks, the CVSA, the Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance.
Boom.
Road checks as a logistics holiday because it impacts everyone. Just as taking off for a normal holiday impacts logistics. So I think that it's really important to make sure that they have a term that everybody understands so you can prep for them. So that's what I think about when we talk about logistics holidays, the prep work, the understanding, and the steps that we take to ensure that everything still runs smoothly regardless of these holidays.
During summer, when school closes, my family is always looking ahead, okay? Our schedule shifts. Things get wonky. We're trying to plan ahead. We got camps. We got to get kids to different areas. That's how I think of logistics holidays.
Yes.
The schedule gets upset.
Chaotic.
Upturned, whatever you want to call it. And you got to plan ahead.
Mm-hmm.
More planning. Prior proper planning prevents poor performance.
Yep.
Boom.
Yep.
So let's talk about each individual logistics holiday.
Yeah. Well, you bringing that up makes me think of what people have been talking about recently, Maycember, which in May, you never heard of this?
No.
So it's Maycember because it's going into the end of the school year and everything gets super, super chaotic, which I think is very fitting that our first road check happens to happen in May.
Mid-May.
So it's just kind of the start of like a chaotic season, a chaotic holiday, is there's so much going on that you have to prep and plan for. And I think it's fitting that this first logistics holiday happens in May.
It's all across North America.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. The government is out there with their people, with their employees. The government. Department of Transportation.
Not DOT.
The Department of Transportation.
Yes.
That's part of the government.
Yes.
Is out there checking trucks, making sure they're operating appropriately, safety checks.
Yes.
Et cetera, et cetera. 2023, last year.
Mm-hmm.
Am I allowed to say that? Awesome. Last year, 2023, 59,000 plus commercial motor vehicles inspected, 11,000 plus commercial motor vehicles removed from the roadways due to out of service violations.
Mm-hmm. And this is, again, the international road check. So each holiday has its own little title of what is happening. And those 58 violations were mainly brake and tire.
58% of those violations.
I'm sorry, 58% of those were brake and
tire. So more than half brakes and tires. That makes you feel good when you're driving down the highway.
Yes, which I actually found out that when you see the tire on the side of the road, that's called an alligator. I didn't know that. That's a logistics term that's new to me. So
the Zipcabulary.
Yeah, yes. So I feel like I see all these alligators on the side of the road now, and that makes sense because if you are taking better care, that shouldn't actually happen, apparently, which I thought it was like a normal thing, which is why they had so many tires. I thought if one popped, you just kept going when I was younger. That's not the case. It's not correct. There's not more
you
tires.
You thought that the 18 wheels on an 18-wheeler were just
extra.
You really needed 12, but six were just kind of backup.
I did. When I was younger, I thought that it was just there as, you know, in case one popped, you could just keep going.
And we're saying younger, like 20 years ago, not like 6 months ago.
6 months ago. No, okay. I'm just kidding. It was 20 years ago.
Good clarification.
Yes.
Our next logistics holiday, Operation Safe Driver Week.
Yes. This is a whole week.
Yeah. July.
Mm-hmm.
So we're coming off International Road Check in May,
mm-hmm.
right into Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
Then we head into June. June is a slight disruption, but kind of just normal business operating procedure. Boom, July 4th. Then we hit Operation Safe Driver Week.
Yeah. And I also feel like this is right at the I guess June, May and June is really the beginning of like that CPG beverage season where a lot of things are ramping up because, again, like we said, this is also happening when school is letting out, when summer programs are happening, vacations are being planned. So like we have all this freight on the road to get there by certain times to fulfill grocery stores. And then, yes.
Operation Safe Driver Week. This is an interesting note. It's both commercial and passengers.
Yeah.
Right. So I believe this is where they set up
buses,
safety checks around like the July 4th holiday, et cetera. So there are law enforcement's out there looking for people who are speeding, driving aggressively, ignoring signs, texting on their phone, distracted driving, hopefully not intoxicated, but they're checking that out. So 2023, 4,592 warnings, 2,634 tickets were given to commercial vehicles only, and 859 of these were due to speeding. So that's like 20% roughly is speeding down the highway.
Yep.
A 40,000 pound plus freight in the back of your trailer plus another 35,000 roughly for the truck is going down the highway too fast. We want to lock that up safety-wise.
Yes.
Let's be safer, as safe as we possibly can.
Absolutely.
Hence, Safe Driver Week.
Yes.
Our third logistics holiday that we're going to talk about today. Mm-hmm.
Brake Safety Week.
When does that happen?
So this is in August. So it's 1 week long again, and it's commercial motor vehicles and inspections where equipment can be removed due to non-compliance of the Brake Safety Week, which, again, is really important. You know, again, if you're speeding, the brakes may not help you too much if you have to stop abruptly, but you need those brakes to be in good conditions because, as we all know in logistics, the weather doesn't always comply with what we need. We have rain, we have snow, we have sleet, we have floods. There's a lot going on, and you need to be able to stop quickly, not only just to make sure that you can keep your equipment in good condition, the product in the back, but it's also just, it's going to make life a lot easier if you can keep that same equipment.
Hey, logistics holidays. Give me a break. Am I right?
Well done.
2023, 18,875 commercial motor vehicle inspections. 2,375, about 12.5% were removed because of brake-related out-of-service violations. Contaminated lining pads, the brakes accounted for 40% of that.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So
it's a lot.
Definitely doing good work to improve the safety and the performance of our drivers, truck drivers out on the road.
Yes.
And obviously we mentioned the Safe Driver Week. That's touching on the
passenger.
What's up, truckers? If you love the Truck Yeah podcast, you'll also love the other content we create here at Zipline Logistics. I'm talking funny TikToks, weekly blogs, informational ebooks, client interviews, and so much more. To keep up with the latest CPG industry news and content, you can subscribe to Zipline Logistics retail resources by visiting www.ziplinelogistics.com/enews or by simply clicking the link in the show notes. You don't want to miss out on the hottest expert insights on trending topics delivered right to your inbox. And you want to know the best part? It's completely free. So sign up using the link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the episode.
As a human, just in general, I love these. I think that they're really important. I think driving anywhere with a lot of cars, especially cars that are bigger than you, is very terrifying. But when it comes to a logistics professional, I still get a little annoyed by them. I know I shouldn't because they're really, really important. But like we were talking about at the beginning, all the planning that goes into it. Like we start in this office sometimes a month before this happens, making sure that we're talking to our customers, educating them, understanding the shippers and receivers, understanding our carriers and what their plans are so we can make a plan around this because, again, logistics never stops. Trucking never stops. So we have to keep things going despite these holidays and the obstacles that they may provide.
You're absolutely right. There's always something to be done in the world of logistics. So let's talk about how these holidays affect our shipper partners.
Yes.
So first off, obviously what makes the most sense, failed inspections, fines for our carriers, or penalties for the drivers, such as out-of-service orders. It may require a driver to stop driving by the order of the CVSA until they can get that equipment up to standard. So obviously, that's removing a driver, hopefully it's not loaded with our product, but we have had that happen.
Unfortunately.
Get stopped, shut down for sometimes an indeterminate amount of time to get everything up to speed.
So obviously that causes some delays and unforeseen delays as well. So
correct.
Which is tricky about these holidays, because once you get that truck booked, you think, oh, we're good. We got it. Like the, you know, like starting a workout, the toughest part is over, but it's not.
Nice.
Because you don't know what those inspections are. Just like stopping at a scale. Sometimes you have to make sure that actually everything goes through correctly. And I think that can be traumatizing is the wrong word. Annoying. Yeah. Problematic.
Disruptive.
Disruptive.
Yeah, absolutely. So instead of you've got a situation where you picked up a product and now you get stopped and now you get shut down. But the other thing that can be disruptive is some carriers will just shut it down for the week when these we tell, we certainly know when Thanksgiving is going to occur or Christmas holidays, right? When we don't have to go into work. So sometimes you plan your vacation around that, you know, take advantage of a little extra PTO day.
Absolutely.
In this case, the logistics holidays, carriers are just, hey, the week of July, when it's break safety week, just that's your vacation. Don't even bother. We're going to park your truck, take your PTO.
Yeah.
That affects capacity.
It does.
Hey, we've been giving, as a third-party logistics company, we've been giving this carrier X amount of loads from Georgia to Ohio, and now they're shut down for this week. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we got to figure out and how to fill those next 2 to 3 loads, or sometimes more,
yeah,
right, with different capacity. That can be disruptive.
Yes, and then not to mention, depending on who you're delivering to, some retailers or receivers will take freight early. Or late around these times.
Mm-hmm.
The big box retailers aren't necessarily going to be able to think that way.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to make the space the same way. So not to mention that you don't have the capacity, but sometimes even asking for that flexibility can be annoying and problematic again.
Well, yeah, I think one of the best things that we do is finding, you know, we're not only partnering with customers, we're partnering with carriers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great when you have the same driver or a same set of drivers who are picking up at the same shipper consistently. They know the protocol. They know what dock to check in. They know who to talk to. They know what reference numbers to utilize. So it goes smoothly. We're driving efficiency by the extra step and the extra details that we're providing to those carriers who are consistent. And then when you disrupt that, when it says, one of our mid-sized carrier partners reported 30 to 40% of their drivers elected not to drive during these weeks.
Yep.
That's 30 to 40% on X amount of loads, right? Mm-hmm. Hundreds of loads potentially that you're not going to have that same driver and they don't know where to go and they've checked in a different building and the product's not ready. Well, they're actually at the wrong spot. And now when you're supposed to be there at 2, now they show up at 2:35 because they didn't know the direction. I mean, there's a lot of things that can happen, and that has downstream effects into everyone's day. The shipper, the receiver, our customers, us here at Zipline.
The logisticizing becomes so much more real at this point. And
I think. Absolutely.
Yes. But that's also something that I love that we do is short hauls over weekends. We try to eliminate those even more around this time because it doesn't make sense to have carriers on the road more anyway. Especially not when it's just going to raise the chances of possible delays.
Absolutely. So you talked about planning ahead. What else can shippers do to be minimally affected by these logistics holidays?
I think one of the things that I like the most is just providing more time and flexibility when possible. So if your customer is giving you 15 days lead time, give your carrier partners 14 days lead time. Give them more time so we can figure out to make sure that things get there correctly, that we have time, that we can plan time around and maybe create a day buffer around this time in case something does happen. Create a plan or make sure that the product gets there on time or the communication is there to at least let the buyer know if it is problematic to do those things. In cases of production where delays cannot happen, having more visibility, having more communication, and making sure everyone is kind of having those talks together. So almost getting your network together and planning for these things is really important here rather than just hoping your logistics partner is going to take it all. Like, you need to get your network together and create those plans for if something gets delayed, if we can't get the capacity, or if the capacity gets stopped because one of their lights on the top of the truck is out and that's considered a fail.
Mm-hmm.
Those are things that you have to take into account for, which I don't know about you, but looking at the top of a truck can be very difficult and making sure that things work. So even though you take great care of your equipment, those things can still happen.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I think is long term, knowing the weight of your product. This is something that can cause a lot of issues with these safety weeks is because trucks can haul a lot. But if you get too much on the tail of the truck, it can actually damage the equipment. So knowing how much your product weighs to avoid delays or reworks is really important and will help keep equipment safer and better longer and help avoid some of these things.
That's a really great call. The dispersion of said product. Well, I think we know when these weeks are coming, right? So communicating ahead of time, planning ahead, preparing, and then having partnership, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't noticed, those are a lot of our Zipline values that are coming out. We over-communicate. We talk about partnership. We explain, as you said, the reasons for the flexibility. And we have years of experience dealing with these capacity fluctuations every single year. May, July, August, there is a slight disruption. And I think we are experts at dealing with that disruption because it happens all the time.
I don't think it becomes a disruption as much as white noise now. It's just something that you deal with and you get over.
It is what it is,
It's only because of the planning.
I'm going to shout out our listeners real quick. If you wouldn't mind, wherever you listen to your podcast, leave a 5-star review, Spotify, Apple, etc. That really helps us get the messaging out there for the Zipline Logistics podcast. Thank you so much, Teddy, for your information. Thank you all for listening. We will see you next time on the Zipline Logistics podcast. Boom, a double time. See ya.